I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
Welcome to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. This show has been nominated for two People's Choice Podcast Awards and a Webby Award, and we rank in the top 100 in all of USA in self-improvement under podcasts, as well as in the top 50 in many countries throughout the world. Thank you for listening. Thank you for leaving us a review and subscribing so that other people can find this conversation. I am a certified coach, and my expertise is in visibility media. I run a visibility hub, and what that means is I teach you how to write a page-turner book, as well as take your book, and I guarantee that it becomes an international bestseller. I also teach the ultimate visibility formula, how to get booked on radio and podcast shows and get great results. So I myself have been interviewed on 1,500 media outlets. I live the life I teach, and I love the life I live. So if you're ready for some of that, just go to DebbieDashinger.com. There's lots of free tips and tools there for you to download and enjoy. And it's D-E-B-B-I, D as in David, A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R.com. I want to thank Dr. Dane here and Access Consciousness for sponsoring the show. They do really beautiful energy work out into the world. And if you would like one of their classes, their books, their products, or to become a facilitator yourself, go to Dr. Dane here, H-E-E-R.com, as well as accessconsciousness.com. My guest today is Reverend Dr. Christopher Macklin. He's the founder of Global Entertainment Project. He's a spiritual teacher, a medical intuitive, and a healer. And my question is, are you ready to embrace divine healing, unconditional love, and compassion? He was born in Chester in the UK, and he's been gifted from a very early age. Christopher has worked with divine healing for 30 years. And he is using the Sananda energy from the infinite dimension. He can help people heal all kinds of diseases. So whether you're listening to this live or in replay, he is going to be doing a group healing today, and you can benefit massively from it. So you're going to want to listen to this entire recording. He works with large members of God's angelic light beings channeled through him to work for you. He says that every illness is actually treatable through his gift of divine healing. It treats the whole person and the whole life, which sounds marvelous. He's actually an interfaith minister with the Esoteric Church, and he does have a PhD in metaphysics and in philosophy. If you would like more information, go to globalenlightenmentproject.com. And with that, I welcome Christopher to the Dare to Dream show. It's wonderful to have you.
Yay, Debbie. Thanks for having me. It's an absolute blessing to be here.
Tell me, what kind of interesting work are you doing at this very interesting time on the planet? You must be very called with your gifts.
Oh, yeah. Well, I specialize also in kind of what we call, if you want to call it, weaponized systems or nanotechnology, which is bound to spirochetes, you know, off-planet technology, let's call it. And so there's a lot happening in that area at the moment with, of course, the virus that they call COVID-19, there's a few things going on with that, not just one, but a few things. And of course, there's been Lyme disease. That's a manufactured disease. HIV is manufactured, Agent Orange is manufactured, and also Morgellons disease as well. Now, Morgellons disease is nanoparticles, and that's the old, that's about 10 years old for the last four or five, you know, since 4 or 5 years in, up to here, where they basically get nanoparticles, 10 to the minus 9 small. They bind them with Borrelia, which is asparagus of Lyme disease, and other off-planet substances, and then they spray it in chemtrails, it sinks through the skin, and you've got it in your body. But it's funny because everyone's got the nanoparticles of the body, but not everyone gets Morgellons. So why is that? Well, it's because it depends whether your DNA has been messed about with or not. If you damage the DNA, it allows this stuff to replicate. It's the same with Borrelia. Borrelia, which is asparagus of Lyme disease, and asparagus basically is a stealth pathogen. So what that means is it basically replicates exponentially really quickly in the body. So it blows up in the body. Same with HIV. When it turns into AIDS, if your DNA is damaged, allows the stuff to replicate, so you get AIDS. Now, AIDS itself, you know, you won't die of AIDS, but what happens is because the spirochetes or the stealth pathogens morph into something else, your autoimmune is trying to find it. It keeps morphing, trying to find it. What happens is eventually the autoimmune crashes. In come things like, you know, pneumonia, cancers, or whatever. So you die of an autoimmune crash, you know, because of the stealth pathogen. So I've dealt a lot with this stuff over the last 14 years, and I work with a world-leading toxicologist out of Los Angeles, and she's pretty amazing. She sees the stuff under the microscope, understands it, you know, so she understands what this corona or COVID or there's many names, and there's actually different things going on. So it's been a bit crazy. It's been really busy.
Why do you think that we have these modern diseases, these urban ailments? What is that about?
Well, I think it's, you know, clearly this whole thing is about control, the current one. And there's two, you know, there's coronavirus. Now, corona is the shape of the virus and what it looks like. And, you know, it's actually, there's 30 flus that are coronavirus. There's herpes, a few strains of herpes, which look like coronavirus. And of course, you know, the tests aren't conclusive because, you know, they're saying that basically 20%, they can, 20% accuracy that they can find the antibodies for corona, but 5% accuracy that it's really that, you know, so the tests aren't really conclusive. And so it's interesting. So if you could have the flu over the last 2 years and you'll test positive, you know, you can have herpes, you'll test positive. So it's kind of a little bit strange. And then there's the weaponized system. Now, the weaponized system, I don't know what you want to call it, COVID-19 or something. The weaponized system is basically nanobots, nanotechnology, bound with SARS, bound with HIV proteins. That's really serious. You know, that's like having AIDS on steroids, and that's why people are getting really sick. So to me, there's two out there. But it, the weaponized one doesn't seem to have infiltrated America the same as the COVID. But of course, the figures are all, you know, people, 100,000 people die of flu every year. Well, now it's down to COVID. You know, it's kind of no different.
Yeah.
So it to me, it's a complete manipulation. There's so much more going on. It's about control. It's about masking your face, covering yourself up. It's about control of, you know, people are in trouble with their businesses. There's a whole slew of things going on, you know, and of course, you've got things going on under the planet, you know, a lot of draconian things going on, anarchy. There's deep state CIA, you know, child Montauk programming, mind control. The things like crazy. Sometimes I sit back and think, wow, this world's nuts. But let's do something about it. Let's really help and get out there and do our best.
Okay. Yeah. So I know that you are connected with divine healing, that's, you know, really your purpose, and you've received divine knowledge. Can you give some details about your healing technique? What does it entail? What do you see? What do you know? How do you perceive it? And then how do you go about to alter things so that people can heal?
Well, one of the main things, I was born in the keels of that being. There's five of us here, and we're from the ultimate dimension. We work very closely with the Arcturians. So the divine healing to me, you know, the gifts I have, you can look inside people's bodies, remote view, have a look. Oh, kidneys look sick. Intestines look paralyzed. The heart looks as though it's crashing out. Tumors and things like this. So tend to look at the body, you know, do you have an attachment? You know, a lot of people who come for healing, who feel depressed and everything else, they have an attachment like Anunnaki, Draconian, Luciferian, maybe a snake being of some sort, or, you know, first and second dimensional entity. There's different, you know, there's different entities here in the same space, but a different time. So it's a different time space. But what they, if they attach to you, they really affect your body, because what they're doing is blocking the meridians. And, you know, Jesus, you know, again, I'm not a Christian, but I love Jesus' teaching. He talked about demonic entities. I talk about fallen angels and souls, because these guys don't know what they're doing, you know. So, and so it's important to remove them. You know, for example, if you have an anarchy attached to you, it's a reptilian thing, sits in the abdomen. So what happens is it crashes the abdomen, gets distended, crashes the adrenals, crashes the liver, so you get headaches, taps in the lower back, so it damages the L4, L5 disc, sends you negative thoughts, hangs onto your shoulders, and so you've got all this stuff going on, and of course, you know, because of the negative thoughts, it keeps saying, oh, you're useless, you're pathetic, you get these thoughts in your head all the time, and it's not you, it's the being attached to you, so it's really important to disseminate, is this a third-party thought, or is it your thought, and the answer is, it's a third party. But it's very easy for us to actually say, well, that's an I thought, not a you thought, you know. So very important to monitor your thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we do immediately is obviously remove these beings. Now, okay, remove the being. So what happens then? Well, you do a bit of healing, but 2 hours later, because your vibration's precarious, they can reattach. So what good is that? We're wasting our time. So one of the biggest things we create is... don't like the word prayer so much, but they are prayers, but they're maps of intent. That means what you're doing is creating a map of intent to keep things out of your body whilst you're getting your vibration up. Once you've got your vibration really high, they can't touch you. And my main purpose here, you know, I'm not a guru. Yeah, maybe a teacher of sorts, but, you know, for me, it's not about ego or anything else. It's about helping as many people in this crazy time as possible so they can get out there and spread their gifts, you know. And that's, it's like cool. Cancer. Mm. You know, it's even like cancer. Why do so many people get cancer? Well, Epstein-Barr, one of the pathogenic herpes infections or other ones, what happens is if your vibration drops because of emotion. So how many people do I see with cancer? 5 years ago, son committed suicide, divorce, something happened. So their vibration drops. So what happens is the pathogenic infections kick in and they start to mutate the cells, turn into tumors. So, of course, you know, you look in the third dimensional world, and again, I'm going to disclaim, I'm not a doctor, don't ever want to be. I do work with some really leading doctors, especially in New York. They're amazing. So go consult your doctor. But think about it logically. You know, chemo is a poison, so they poison it. They then fry it with radiation. But that's the symptom. The tumor's saying, hey, your body's off balance, you're better get it rebalanced, you know. So they're not addressing the actual rebalancing. So for me, you know, what you need to do first is go in, release emotion, then we actually address the Epstein-Barr or the pathogenic infection, and we have a technique. It's called space-time continuum energy, or tacking energy. Very different than warm fuzzy. It's very electrostatic. What it does is you can apply that to the tumor and apply it to the whole body. It'll kill off the pathogenic infection and it'll also fry the tumor, and so and release emotion and get your vibration up. So once the tumor's gone and you're in a different space where you're leaping out of bed in the morning going, oh my God, I feel incredible, I want to take on the world and do stuff, you know. That to me is the place that everyone needs to be. You know, I don't want to ever be a guru. I don't believe in gurus. I just want to be a facilitator to get you back to that sovereign self place where you have the strength, you can manifest all the things you need, and you can get out in the world and make changes. You know, I've been there myself. People say, oh, yeah, it's easy for you. You're doing really well. But I haven't been. I was living on the street. I was living out of a cart. Been there, got the T-shirt, couldn't manifest anything, even not food. You know, I remember going to Belize, you know, to do some things with some Knights Templar people, and I didn't have any food. And it got to the 10th day. I was getting exhausted. You know, I had water but no food. And 15th day, by the 21st day, I said, okay, God, look, this is not funny. I want some food and I want it right now because I deserve it and I thank you, God. And I got this real passion behind it. Within 10 minutes, the most dodgy guy in Belize, it's a British term, like, you know, wheeling dealer guy, he comes around looking around and, Chris, I know you've got no money for food. So look, here's 50 Belize dollars, which is 15 US dollars. Here's 50 Belize dollars, that should help you. Do you know what? That helped me for 2 weeks while I was in Belize, and I flew back, and it gave me food every night. So did the manifestation work? Oh yeah. So it really teaches you, but sometimes you have to get in that mode to realize, oh, hang on a minute, I deserve some food, and get back to deserving things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally understand. Sometimes you have to hit a bottom in order to realize this, no more, this doesn't work anymore. I am absolutely positively going to create, especially as a metaphysician, right? If you're creating against yourself, but you know the truth, your soul knows the truth. It's very frustrating. So I've been there. I know this one. Intimately. Like,
yeah. You're trying to buy this. I need some food. Nothing. I need some food. But then you start thinking, what you're doing is you're destroying it. I always tell people, it's like going to God's bank. So you walk in God's bank and you tell the teller, I need $100 for food. So, oh, hang on a minute. You know, computer's a bit slow and you get frustrated. All right, let's leap over the counter. Let's mess the computer. Computer crashes. Oh, you're not getting it. And it's the same with the mindset. You know, we have dipoles and we're sending them into the universe. Like, dipole, you know, it sends signals out to the universe. But, you know, if you send a signal, I need food right now. And it's like, well, hang on, where's it coming from? There's no one. How's it going to happen? Where's the money? You know, it's not your deal. It's God's deal, you know. I always teach surrender, which is the biggest thing I think people have a hard job with. Absolute surrender. Look, don't worry about the money's come from. Just do your work. And I'm living proof that, you know, last year we worked on, including groups, about 56,000 healing sessions. It's a lot. It's really busy. And I don't even think about it. We just do it, you know, and I don't even do the accounts. You know, again, people run spiritual businesses. Well, I've got the accounts, so I can't afford. I've got to do the IT because I can't afford, you know. Okay, well, you know, what you're better off doing is do your gift and pay other people to do the stuff that you don't like, because otherwise you'll frustrate yourself. And our accountant, she charges about $12,000-$14,000 a year, you know, to do the accounts. And she's great at it because she knows the IRS. I don't want to know the IRS. I'm not interested in you guys. But we have to put reports in because we're non-profit. You know, the IT guy comes in. Can I do it? Yeah. But, you know, he's up to date with Windows 10, everything else. So it's so important to surrender. Just let everything go and have the faith that, you know, if you pay that guy and he's feeding his family, it'll come back, you know. And it's so, so important, that surrender.
How in the world did you end up in Missouri? Why Missouri? It's so interesting. They must need you there.
I'm not telling you. No, yeah, what happened is that I went to Belize. That time I went to Belize, 21 days without food. And I met a lady from Hollister, which is just outside Branson. And she was having trouble with the Illuminati. And what was happening is she was being... Basically, she was being bullied and things by her to try and get her to do things she'd want to do. So I did a ceremony and, you know, I brought them all before God and released them to God. It stopped. And she goes, oh, wow. Would you come stay with the father? So I stayed with the father. She was a lot older than me. So I stayed with the father. And, you know, eventually I realized that it was actually in Hollister where this ministry building is right now. And you know, I met her, and you know, and then I met my wife, and we moved on, and you know, we obviously eventually got married. And it's been beautiful out here, you know. It's been, you know, American people are so receptive to healing and understanding of the spiritual nature, a lot more than in the UK. You know, people are very skeptical in the UK, so it's been great for me. I've loved every minute of it. And of course, it's really rural as well. So, you know, we have animals, you know, you got deer. Even in the ministry building, it's 5 acres, and we get deer just wandering around, you know, doing things. And we've got loads of trees, you know. I love rural areas because it just gets you grounded. You can hug a tree. In the back of the ministry building, you know, Mandy, my wife, you know, we've got a beautiful maple, and it's so symmetrical. It just looks absolutely gorgeous. And she named it Sophia, you know. So we talk to the tree. People think, oh, this guy's barking, but that's okay.
I go camping and I talk to the trees and I hug them too, and it changes my life.
It does, because you can feel their energy.
And they're magnificent wisdom. When you consider how long they've been on this planet and how resilient they are.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think also there's a lot to be learned from trees. They're so still. They don't have to do much, and yet they're so powerful.
Oh, yeah. Their energy, you know, people think that plants don't have souls, but they do. They're different, but they definitely have souls. They have intelligence. And that's why, you know, you look at food and people say, well, I need to be a vegan. Well, you know, of course, that's your choice. But, you know, to me, you know, we're built to eat certain amounts of meat as well. So I always go to the Native America, and that's one of the maps of intent, which is a prayer to bless the food, you know, remove any particle or any ungodlike particles, you know, any modifications that are not godlike. Bless the souls of the animals and the plants that have allowed our body nutrition. Because to me, if you kill an animal or kill a lettuce, I don't see any difference because they're both God living beings, you know. And again, you guys may, you know, have an issue with that, but that's just my perception, you know. If you kill a God being, you need to bless it and thank it for the blessing of having nutrition, you know. As a...
It's beautiful. And then the energy gets in your body as you eat it. So the blessing
gets in
your body.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so when you say that, Christopher, so that's obviously a really great tool that people can use right now. Everybody wants to create a robust health for now and for whatever is to come. I don't quite think this is the end. Talk about that, right? Yeah, I feel it. I sense what's going on. So how can we be in optimal shape physically? And, you know, I'm not talking about running, but what can we do for ourselves right now with the world we're living in so that systemically we can really be robust?
My opinion is that you should do all your spiritual activities, whatever it is, you know, if you're doing yoga, anything, spiritual activity is going to help. Mm-hmm. But I think also, you know, we have instruments like meditations, and they're not just standard meditation, like lie there and think of the white light and everything else. They go a little bit deeper than that. And what they do is, one of the meditations is 9 heart chakra releases. It's for anxiety. We also have ones for PTSD, ADD and things where, so what does it do? Well, basically we ingest several thousand layers of emotion around the heart. It's not good for us. That's why everyone's sick. And so what the Melchizedek beings do is we put you in a portal. And again, it's the, you know, by my voice, it invokes the Melchizedek beings doing this. They put you in a portal, and then what they do is they go in and they look for your biggest emotion affecting you right now out of the several thousand layers. Let's pull that one out first because that's the one that's affecting you. And then let's look for the next biggest. It's had profound effects. So, you know, if you listen to that one tonight, that'll really help. Now, the difference between the brain series is that they pull the emotions related to PTSD or related to ADHD. So they pull those out. We do 9 releases. And then what they do is they go in and they start to rebalance the new chemical flow. The reason your neurochemical flow is off balance is because the glands that produce it are affected by emotion. So, you know, the GABA, serotonin, they go in, you can feel them, you know, working in your, we've had, again, profound effects. I've got a lot of psychiatrists, psychologists, counselors who use these instruments to just help people. And they're there. That's what they're there for. You know?
So what are the, are these downloads from your website? How do people access them?
Yeah. Have a look on the ministry. I call it the ministry market. We used to call it Christopher Macklin Ministries, and now it's called Global Enlightenment Project. It's the same thing. The Christopher Macklin Ministries is the 501c3, but the obviously Global Enlightenment Project is a, we have to register it as a fictitious name in Missouri, you know, trading as. And so go to that website, either Christopher Macklin Ministries or Global Enlightenment Project, and have a look on the page. You know, there's lots of things, there's lots of books, you know, to help you through, because these instruments, you know, the whole point about it is getting people educated to understand really what is going on, because the government really, you know, the governmental systems, the bankers own them, you know, the Pfizer and all the big pharma, they're all, you know, hijacked. Religion, it's hijacked. So, and people say, well, is there anything sacred? Well, not really. The only thing that's sacred is within you, you know, in my opinion. And I think it's so important as well that, and I'm going to mention this because I know you interviewed somebody else and I thought that was really interesting. She made a really good point, and that is that there's a lot of healers that are hijacked, you know, and truly hijacked. So what happens is, so why are they hijacked? Well, again, we get back to this reptilian agenda, that, you know, who's operating this one world order? Well, there's a Queen of England, reptilian. There's the whole banking system, Rothschilds, Rockefeller, all these guys. Then there's also the reptilians and people like the Anunnaki, the Draconians, the Luciferians. They're connected to the Vatican. You know, underneath the Vatican, you've got some beings that you probably don't want to see. Under this planet, there's beings you really probably don't want to see, and it's satanic. You know, they eat children. They do all sorts of things. And there's also the deep state CIA, who also have tunnels, which are doing mind control. So, and these beings under the ground, they do hijack your energy, you know. And the way they hijack your energy, they can come up and they can actually attach to you. And they can send you negative thoughts, so you get depressed. And that's the energy they feed off, that fear, that the anger, you know, all the energy. So to me, it's very important. If you can do as much work as possible to release those big emotions, that's really going to get you to a really high vibrational state. And like I say, you know, the state, I call it the God space, is where you feel, wow, I feel so blessed. You're leaping out of bed in the morning. You feel amazing. You want to help as many people as possible. And, you know, and I think I always encourage people to look for their gifts, because everyone's got a gift. Not one person doesn't have a God gift. And what you've got to do is look for it. Some of us are, well, you know, I'm no good at anything. There will be something. You may be amazing at crystals. You may be amazing at chefing. You may be amazing at sculpturing, even painting. You know, painting's a gift. If I went to an art gallery and did a painting, get out and don't come back, you know, because dreadful, you know, because I that's not my gift, you know. Everyone's got a different gift. So it's so important, I think, because gifts give passion. It's not ego, it's passion. And when you get a passion behind it, you want to help as many people as possible, you know.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So Arcturians, you work with them very closely, you've said, and you talk about their presence on the planet. What is the Arcturian role right now? Why are they here?
Well, there's Palladians, Arcturians, there's all the races, you know, Atlantarians, Lumerians, but I work closely with Arcturians because they basically protect the Melchizedek beings that are down here. I have three watchers. I don't even know what watchers are, but they're three craft. They stay around. They're there to protect us. If anything happens, then they appear. I remember going to a ranch, and, you know, the thing is, I've got no fears. I'll just do, you know, things, crazy things. And I went to this ranch, and the guy was, basically a place for horses, you know, ranch to, you know, get them better and everything else. And, you know, it was a great place, except that he was getting Zeta Grey intervention. So what happened is he'd wake up in the morning and one of his horses would be in bits because these things had been, you know, eating them. Mm-hmm. And he obviously wasn't happy. And it's supposed to be a horse sanctuary. So I went up there and I spent about 2 days trying to open this portal he said was there. Eventually we got it open. But what was interesting is they opened it about 300 feet above. So I was watching the sky, there was a sonic boom, portal opens, and things were dropping out like craft and beings and things like that. And I thought, wow, you know, so I wanted to go through the portal, but of course it wasn't on the ground. It was about 300 or 400 feet up. But then immediately the Arcturian craft appeared, you know, and I was talking to them. Again, beings always talk with telepathy. They never talk light language, they never talk anything. They always talk with telepathy, you know, and I'm not pushing that point, but it's important to know. So I asked them, okay, why are you guys here? Well, we're your watchers, you know, and we're going to stay here. So they stayed there for 45 minutes, and it was really funny. There's three of them, and then they went behind each other into one and three, and they just hung there for 5 minutes. Later, the military helicopters turned up, flying around, and think, oh, gosh, what do we do with these guys, and why are they here? Well, you know, anyway, so they stayed there for 40 minutes. As worker of the portal, shut it down, worked on the things, and as soon as I closed the portal, they were gone. So it was really interesting. But they are building, we've got a project with the Arcturians. I've got to be very careful how I say this because I don't want to give too much away of location or anything else, only because people buy up land if they're thinking to do something. So what I can say is it's going to be somewhere around here. We're going to build 20,000 acres and we're going to create a place where we're going to have three off-planet pyramids built elsewhere. And that's starting next year. It's a huge project. And the things are being built as we speak. Why do we want to bother with that? Well, because they're Stargate. So what happens is they're going to be put in a Fibonacci curve. So we've got to look for where the ley lines are. The last pyramid, the biggest one, which is almost 1,000 feet tall, 999 feet tall, will sit on the ley line. And then the next 666 feet tall will go behind it on the Fibonacci curve. And then the smallest one, 333 feet tall, they'll power each other. They're going to really help get the vibration up on this planet. So that's the project we have, and it's moving forward. So that's pretty exciting.
And they are helping you build it? Are they doing the actual building?
They're doing the building. They're not helping. They're doing it.
Well, that makes more sense.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're going to bring them down here. That's their deal. All we have to do is work on the land. So that's a project that's going to happen next year.
For people who have not heard this word before, Melchizedek being, I know that's biblical. Will you explain what that means to be a Melchizedek being?
Yeah, we come from the ultimate dimension where the prime creator is. For example, why the Melchizedek beings bothered with this third dimension world? The answer is because when it was created with the Melchizedek beings. So, for example, Akashic records were created. Why did Melchizedek beings want Akashic records here? The answer is because no one can alter the time-space continuum. Because when, so let's take an example. So Akashic records, all our timelines have already happened. You went on this timeline, but you could have gone that one, this one, that one, infinite. So what happens is that when they go back in time, they go back in time on that timeline. And for example, let's look at Hitler, you know, and the government might say, well, let's take Hitler out. So they go back on the timeline, want to take Hitler out, but they can't because the timelines that Hitler's been on have already happened. So they can't alter those timelines. So it's been very interesting. So it's stopped manipulation of history and space-time continuum. We also do a couple of other things, like, for example, there's a crystalline structure around the planet where we used to use for telepathy. Now it's being filled with absolute despair, fear, you know, and we used to clear it probably once every 2 or 3 months. We're clearing it almost every week at the moment with the Actorians. They actually clear, get rid of the energy. It feels better for a while, then it starts to go down. If we didn't do that, what would happen is that feeling of despair would come back in humanity and you'd get mass suicides and stuff going on. So there's, and we also police time space as well in terms of, you know, if people open portals, we're in a third dimensional world. So of course it's like a football. So if you've got a football around this, you know, for example, around this universe or around this planet, if you start punching too many holes in, you're going to alter the air inside. You're going to alter the time space. So what we do is every so often we close portals, and there's technology that can open millions of portals an hour. And so, so you know, we just police it and make sure the time space continues so we can live in this vibration.
What is in it for them, the Pleiadians, the Arcturians? Why so much kind attention to our planet, the positive ETs? I mean, we've already been hybridized, right? We're already tribes of other universes. But what is the import? Is Earth and humanity so important to their well-being?
Well, I think because, you know, we're created as beings that are loving, you know, we have all the emotions you ever want. We also have spliced DNA from them. And so, you know, we're created with multiple DNAs. And I think what they want to do is keep this planet safe and keep humanity not enslaved, but actually set them free so they can actually really work on their gifts, because there's no freedom on this planet at all. I mean, we can see that, you know, the first stint was that 9/11 thing. You know, they pulled a stint on that, you know, putting the fear of God in people, and now they're doing it again. You know, they're now masking on, there's COVID, there's this, and it's all a mess. You know, it's all manipulated, because if it was true, mainstream media would report exactly, you know, what's going on, and they don't, you know. So there's a lot of misinformation and things, even on YouTube. And, you know, I always urge people, when you look at on YouTube, please, you know, go with your intuition. Does this feel right to me? If it does, then great. Because the only person who can disseminate whether it's true for you is you, you know, nobody else can. So.
Well, I mean, I know for sure we're all coming from multidimensional families and like you said, the spliced DNA. For those of us who would be curious, I mean, I always think it's so funny that we have something so simple here, like Ancestry.com or, you know, all these different very simplistic DNA tests, but that's not very interesting to me. I would really like to know my specific star seed family. How can we figure that out? Is there a way?
Yeah, I do this with a lot of people. And, you know, one of the things I do is never tell them. What I do is go through. I think one of the instruments to look at it is getting your vibration up, you know, doing the release so that you can get closer to your starseed family. Because, you know, one of the important things is, of course, starseeds, which is tons and loads of starseeds. They got in God's queue. Yeah, I'll come down here. And then you get down here. Oh, my goodness. What earth was I thinking? My advice, by the way, just off the cuff, and don't tell God this, but my advice is next time they say, yeah, I want volunteers, run to the toilet, pretend you got diarrhea, stay in there, and then when all the volunteers are gone, come out, oh, sorry, I'll go next time. But truly, you know, seriously, it's not an easy place to live, but it is if you learn to navigate it. I always say it's like, you know, it's like having a swimming pool. Humanity's pooing and weeing. You want to dive in that? No, I don't think so. So stay on the periphery. You know, help pull people out of the swimming pool, wash them off, dry them off, and then they get the, you know, they get the inner strength and they do some more. You know, that's what it's all about. But I think to get back to the starseed question, I think it's really important to first get your vibration up because, you know, if I told you, oh, you're Palladium, Actor, whatever, oh, okay. But if you're finding out yourself, because what I tend to do is, you know, work, help people work with themselves, or they use the meditations. And when they get stronger and stronger, they, wow, things start happening, your connection, you start hearing things. Then you can say, okay, let's go through all the starseed families. Am I Lyran? Am I Palladian? Am I Arcturian? Am I Atlantarian?
Am I Amanthus?
Yeah. You know, and then just go through them. But don't forget, ask where your soul's from, not where you're from, because you've got all their DNA. So if you say, well, am I from there? Well, kind of. You know, am I Palladium? Well, kind of, because the human body is made up of Palladium and Actorian different DNA. So it's important to say, where is my soul from? You know, and something will really stand out, like, wow, I've really felt that I'm Palladium, you know. So, but I think it's important to, first of all, release enough emotion, because if your vibration's low, it's no use asking because you don't have the discernment because your mind's all over the place and you've got a lot of emotion going on. So, you know, my opinion is to get your vibration up first so you can get a clear view and you can get clear discernment. And that's, you know, one of my things that I help facilitate.
Yeah. So get yourself clean and clear first, and then be sure when you ask the question to say, where is my soul from? So. Yeah. Just to let people know, you know, at the end, I'll be giving out more information to the audience that Christopher has very kindly invited everybody to attend his group healings as his guest. And you can enjoy his new protocol. And he cleans a lot of different diseases during that 1 hour comprehensive healing session. And we'll talk about that at the end. But because we are talking about the importance of getting clear and getting clean as the most important thing we can do, would you be willing to do a group healing for everybody who's listening live or in replay?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yay. That'll be beautiful.
Okay. So yeah, I'll do about 7 minutes. This is just basically going to be a clearing. I'll do a little bit as much as I can in the time. I'll check for about 6 or 7 minutes if that's okay. So what you do is sit back and relax. And I want you to say, let's get ourselves grounded. I want you to say, I am of God.
I am of God.
I ground myself to the earth.
I ground myself to the earth.
And I accept this healing for my highest good.
And I accept this healing for my highest good.
Right, so I'll tell you what I'm doing. You'll probably feel it. So I'll tell you what you should be feeling. And okay, so we're going to remove remote viewers. Now, as you get your vibration up, what happens is that remote viewers start watching you, and they make you feel discombobulated. That, you know, you're going for an examination, you get butterflies in your stomach, or you feel as though someone's watching you. And that's not cricket. So we're going to remove them. So when I say, dear God, now I'm talking to the because that beings. Dear God, for anyone on this call or listening in the future on a replay, I command and remove all remote viewers, infra levels wide, infra levels high, through all space-time continuum in every dimension. All the beings involved with that manipulation, infra levels wide and high, through all space-time continuum in every dimension, I'm going to bring them before you, God, for justice in any other way you know how, not for us to judge them. Therefore, we are going to release them to you right now with unconditional love and forgiveness. So you may feel a shift and get more grounded. Right, I'm going to put you in a portal now. So for everyone listening in the future or now, okay, ultimate dimension, 8 portals around each person on this call or listen to the future replay, close it off with Ethan. Dear God, I command 27 esoteric Merkabah fields around that person with their sacred point in the center of the Merkabah fields, bonding the portals to the Merkabah fields and program the blueprint of their DNA in the keys of Enoch so as not to allow anything except for their highest good to enter. Right, so if you've got an entity attachment, if it's a draconian or anarchy, it sits in the abdomen, hangs on the shoulders. They're normally about 10 feet or so tall. So we're going to get the Bacchus of the beings now to escort them out of the body. So you're going to feel a drawing sensation from your torso out through your tummy button right now. If you've got a first and second dimensionally scarab beetle things or sometimes octopus type things get stuck in the body, we're going to remove those. So you're going to feel a lightness somewhere in your body as they escort those out. If you've got a second dimensional snake being, left or right shoulder, left or right hip, left or right breast, that's where they normally reside. They're going to escort those out, so you're going to feel like a unraveling of a snake spirit. Right, if you've got Archons attached to you, Archons are interdimensional beings. They're very dark. They float through dimensions. If they attach to you, it's like having stuck energy attached to you. So they're releasing, they're going to escort those out now. So it's like energy starting to leave your body. Now, one of the most snarly ones is Luciferians. If you have a Luciferian stuck to you, they're going to escort them out now. They can start to contort your body a bit, or they can speak through your voice box in a raspy voice. So we're escorting those out, and they're going to send them all back to God with unconditional love and forgiveness. That's up the portal. Right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to suck out any residual vibration in the abdomen. So esoteric pipe through the... So the because that beings are replicating this in your sacred space. Esoteric pipe through the tummy button, back around the abdomen. Each time we suck out, the abdomen's going to get lighter. Should we get lighter? Third one. Fourth one. Okay, so what we're going to do now is Coleman Williams. How do we get... So this is looking for stuck energies. So the Melchizedek beings take their hands down your body, so they comb out any redundant stuck energies in the meridian structure. So you're going to feel angelic hands going down your body all lighter where we've been. So go from your crown, down your face, the back head on the left, down your neck, cross your left shoulder, down your arm. On the right, we're doing the same. On the left, we're going down your neck, down your chest, down your abdomen, out to the hip. On the right, we're doing the same. On the left, we're going from your hip down your thigh, over your knee, down your calf, out to the foot. And on the right, we're doing the same. Right, so I'm going to give you energy. Now, two types of energy we're going to give you. If you have spirochetes and nantet, which is HIV, AIDS, Borrelia, Lyme, Agent Orange, COVID-19, the weaponized, or Morgellons disease, we're going to give you what I call tacking energy or space-time continuum energy. So we're going to deal with everyone without those diseases first. So anyone without those diseases, spirochetes and nantet, we're going to give you ultimate dimension energy. We're starting that off subtle. So you should start getting light, floaty, warm, tingly, really relaxed. We're going to really crank it up so it'll get pretty strong. Stronger and stronger. Right, you guys with spirochetes and nantet replicating your body, we're going to give you tacking energy. So you'll feel a very electrostatic and buzzy energy. Starts off subtle. It's going to get stronger. Stronger and stronger. Okay, then it's going to plateau. I'll run this for 2 hours after the show, of course. So, and don't forget, the reason why we do that with spirochetes and nantet is because if we gave you normal energy, you get really sick because of the die-off of the stealth pathogens. It creates huge die-off, ammonia in the brain and things like that. Right, so let's work a little bit on the liver and kidneys. I'm not doing a whole healing. This is just a short thing. So liver and kidneys should start to get warm, tingly. Most people have adrenal issues because emotion bleeds into adrenal. So they're going in now. You're going to feel butterfly movement or tugging, pulling the kidneys as they clear that stuck energy out. Now, most people's livers are low, and the reason is because A, maybe an empty, or B, righteous anger can actually bleed into the liver and paralyze it. So they're going to take the vibration of it now. So if it's running low, you might get brain fog. So as we take it high, your head's going to start clearing. So we're going to take it higher and higher. Higher and higher. As it's processed the toxins, head should start getting clearer and clearer. Higher and higher. Higher and higher. Head should be now getting a lot clearer. Now 100%, so your head will keep clearing over the next 5 minutes. Right, I'm going to do two more things. One is, if that's okay, we're going to detox the body. So how do we do that? You're in a portal, so what we're going to do is switch the heavy metals and the toxins out of this time to a different time in the body, draw them out the space, draw them out the body. Time, space, continuum, switching. So 10 seconds from now, should feel a cool breeze or a drawing sensation coming out of your body. Now, people say this feels really weird. I would say weird's great. I love weird. It's going to get stronger. stronger and stronger. Then it's going to plateau. Now, the reason I'm doing this in stages, if you do it too fast, it does upset the autoimmune. So, okay, stronger again. Then it should plateau at a new level. Stronger again. Then it should plateau at a new level. Right, last thing I'll do is do some heart shock releases. We'll do five of them. So before we do that, let's break any soul ties that are not for your highest good. That's people you got close to, had sex with. What happens is you leave a fracture of your soul with them, you get an energy link. If they're not serving you now, it's really important to break those links. So I'm talking again to the Melchizedek beings. Dear God, I grab all the soul ties from each person on this call and listen to the replay in the future. And anybody who isn't for that person's highest good, we're going to break them now. Command you bring the fractured soul back, cleanse them, put them back in their body. Now we thank you, God, send your unconditional love. So be. Should feel a shift in your chest. The Melchizedek beings are doing that for us. Right, so they're going to go into the several thousand layers. We all have it, several thousand layers of emotion. So they're looking for your biggest layer now. So they're going in. As they pull that biggest layer of emotion out, they're pulling it out now. It's going to get tight. Depending on where the emotion affects the body, you can feel the tightness either in the lower back, lower abdomen, solar plexus, breastbone, throat, upper back, shoulder or neck. It can move around and the intensity can change. So just do four. So it should start getting tight. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Okay, when it releases, breathe it out. Make sure you move that energy. Okay, second one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Breathe it out when it releases. Third one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Breathe it out when it releases. Fourth one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Breathe it out when it releases. Right, so I'm just going to put some protection around it. Okay, so let's do the prayer protection. Okay, dear God, for everyone on this call or listening to the replay in the future, I command that we create a sphere of ultimate dimensional unconditional love around each and every person and their Merkabah field to protect them from any negative entities, fractals thereof, manipulations, and transmissional frequencies that are not for that person's highest good through all space-time continuum in every dimension. And so we thank you, God, send you our unconditional love, and so be it. So that's it.
So it is, and so it is. Wow, that was beautiful. What should people expect, Christopher, after this, shortly thereafter and then in the next couple of days?
I think they'll just feel lighter. We only did four releases. On the generic group, I did nine, but we're obviously short of time. And I think, but it's important also to remember to say the prayer protection, which is on the website. Please use it because, you know, say it every 2 hours. Until you get your vibration up, you will get another attachment. You know, it's just a fact. So it's important to protect yourself from them whilst you're getting your vibration up. It's on the website under the prayers section. So, but they should feel lighter, maybe floaty, a little bit dizzy. You know, it'll be an improvement. It's a process. If you've got that much emotion, it's a process to keep releasing it until there's enough release so you can get to that high vibrational state and that, you know, state of joy and surrender. So
beautiful. Yeah, I know these were a prayer of protection. So everybody go to that website, Global Enlightenment, and take a look around at what's available. In your new book, Christopher, you address that ET governments are working with the U.S. and other governments to experiment in humanity and control the Earth. Why is that going on? I know you said control is ultimate, but were we doing okay before all of this pre-9/11? What changed that has set a whole new course for people of almost... you know, PTSD fashion with not knowing what's next and around the corner. What kind of facts can you point to?
Well, you know, the people in charge of the, you know, Luciferians and everybody started happening since the Babylonian times. It's moved forward a little by little. It's got more controlling. You know, the Roman Empire came along and people don't realize the Roman Empire is still right here. You know, it's part of the Vatican. You know, the Roman Empire wrote a lot of things and there's a lot of manipulation And I think, you know, the control comes from wanting to control the people on this planet and take over it, reduce population. And so, you know, what they're doing is they're producing these instruments. You know, there's the Gates Foundation, there's the Rockefeller, you know, they're all at it, you know, doing their different things because they're multi-billionaires. And I think they want to be in control, but they're subservient to the Luciferian and the Archon and the Draconian covenants. And so they are subserving, you know, these guys live mainly underground, or they're above here, but they can shapeshift from the fourth to the third dimension. They can actually be humanoids, you know, they can look like humans, but they're really not. So, you know, their job is to operate a system where it's like deep state, try and control people, control the money system, control the food, control the pills, you know, and control everything, you know, water, the whole thing, so that they can actually start destroying, you know, people, because they don't want as many people on the planet. That's their modus operandi. And by the control, and it's really sad because, you know, I can see things underneath. I can see the CIA tunnels. I can see the Luciferian and the Draconian tunnels underneath and under the Vatican. I've seen them. They're pretty horrific. You know, it is like kind of, you know, what would you call it? Hell on Earth, effectively, you know, because they torture people. They eat children. The CIA use children for experiments, you know, and people, you know, I've worked a lot with the Illuminati fallout children. They've born into Illuminati families. From the age of four, they start the abuse. It's actually horrific, you know, and I'm one of the only people, I know there's certain psychiatrists who help with this as well. I'm one of the only healers who will touch these people because I want to get them better. You know, a lot of people just can't listen to the things they've been through. Now, why do the CIA do that? Well, basically because there's two ways of working with your gifts. One is getting your vibration up, getting close to God. Gifts kick in. That's a great way. It takes a while. Not for the CIA. They want to do it straight away. So let's put people in a life or death mode, and the gifts kick in, you know, because of the extraordinary fear. So they just hit them with that. Gifts kick in. Oh, there we go. Because they don't want to wait and allow people to, you know, naturally get their gifts. And I think it's really sad because the natural way, you learn your gifts as you go along. You know, the CIA way, they're just like, they put you in a severe life and death situation where it's actually extraordinary, you know, off the charts, that people wouldn't even, you know, believe. Right. And they also use abuse as well. I know for a lot of the children who are in the CIA things, they use a lot of abuse to alter the mind. It's called programming. It's like mask versus unmask. It's separation, you know. You look at different religions. If you look at the religions, you know, the main concept really is unconditional love, you know, high vibration, Buddha, you know, Jesus the Christ talked about unconditional love, don't judge anybody. And yet they're not operating in that realm, really. You know, they're creating separation. You know, how many factions of Christianity you've got? Probably about 50. So, oh, I'm a Christian. Well, okay, what faction and why there is the factions? Why is the factions anyway? You know, to me, I just teach unconditional love, one God, prime creator of all it is. And, you know, we're here to just help people, you know, raise their vibration and wake up, you know.
You've brought up masks and unmasks and separation a few times. What is your contention about that? Are the masks a ploy, or are they actually stopping spreading a disease?
I think they're actually affecting people really badly. They're going to give them pulmonary issues because, you know, you're ingesting bacteria that's going to build up. You know, I know a lot of people are going to hospital with, you know, chronic lung diseases or infections because they've been wearing a mask for like 4 days, 5 days. It's not good for you, you know. I think in a, you know, an operating theater, if you've got a mask on, it helps, you know, if you don't breathe on somebody. But these weaponized systems, they're in the chemtrails, they're nanoparticles, they're airborne, they're nothing to do with, you know, a mask won't bother you because they'll sink through the eyes, they'll sink through the skin, sink in the ears, they'll sink anywhere, you know, because they're 10 to the minus 9 spool. So whether you wear a mask or not, and again, in my opinion, you know, but I think mask wearing is ridiculous. And I think also with the coronavirus, which is a generic flu, I think people need to get it because, you know what? If you don't give you autoimmune exercise, it's going to get weak, you know. It needs exercise, you know. And so, but with the weaponized system, if you get that, it's RNA, DNA dependent. So some people are going to get really chronic effects, some people aren't. A mask isn't going to do anything for that at all. And, you know, like I say, it doesn't talk about COVID-19 in the book, but it talks about the instruments, the Morgellons particles and the HIV and everything else. It tells you where it came from, the Zeta Greys, with the paperclip project came over here. You know, it's been redeveloped, and, you know, that's where all this stuff's coming from, like Epstein-Barr. You know, if you have off-planet technology down here, there's no herbs and things on this planet that can touch it, because it's on another planet. So that's why people can't go to Epstein-Barr. They can't go to AIDS, Lyme, you know. Mm. They can't get rid of all these things, Morgellons, because it's off-planet technology.
Yeah, that Morgellons, I was looking that up. So this is like a feeling like there are bugs biting you all the time and you're being eaten?
Yeah, you get feeling that. And then what happens is you get like a welt coming on your skin and plastic starts to come out of the skin. Or, you know, depending on what chromosome it affects, I think chromosome 53, you can actually get literally bugs walking out of your skin like a spider. But it's like a weird looking thing, you know, the opaque spiders. They just walk out your skin.
Oh, no,
and
it
freaks people out. It's horrific, you know. It's horrific.
No.
I've dealt with it for 14 years, and it, you know, the CDC won't recognize it, but it's there because I've seen it and got the T-shirt on that one. So, but we do have a new protocol that can split your now future timeline. They can split the particles out of your body. So what we do is we do a Melchizedek splitting of the timelines, and then you go on path of divine alignment, complete wellness, and all the particles and any stealth pathogens, things that split out of the body on timeline sun. So over about 60 days, it splits the stuff out of your body. It's had amazing effect. We've worked on about 130 people, and it's a 20-week program. So, you know, if anyone's interested in that, please let us know, because it does take care of these things. It does split out, you know, HIV, Brodyline, Agent Orange, and, you know, obviously Morgellons and the weaponized system.
Are they aware of you? Like the negative ETs, the CIA, the Illuminati, are they aware of you and the work you're doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But what's interesting is that there is an interesting thing, you know, if you have fear, oh, they're going to come and get me, they'll come and get you, because that's exactly what you're manifesting. One of the things I've learned, they've tried to knock me out 289 times up to now. I remember once when I was in, and I'll say very quickly, I was in Delhi and at the airport. I went back to Delhi. I went to see the Dalai Lama's area, you know, in Dharamshala and McLeod Ganj. And I went back to the northern Tibetan camp in near Delhi. And I was meant to fly back. And I got this overwhelming, you got to stay 5 days. Why? You got to stay 5 days. Why? Just stay for 5 days. And when they say that three times, that means you better be staying or else. Okay, so I changed my ticket. On the day I was meant to actually take off in Delhi Airport, the plane went to the end of the runway and blew up and killed everyone on board, you know. And I thought, wow, was that meant for me? And they go, well, yeah. So I blessed everyone on board and everything else. But, you know, and they've tried other things as well. Other things have happened. So, you know, and they've been covertly. So what I'm trying to come to is that if you have absolutely no doubt and no fear, you will be protected. But if you have a inkling with a doubt, they can ride in on that and do something about it. So it's really important, and that's correlates to vibration, releasing emotion, and just feeling absolutely amazing. So I just do my work, and, you know, whatever happens is good.
Good, it's all good. Well, I'm curious, at the beginning you said, when I said I feel this is not the end, you know, I gotta say, 5 weeks into this thing, I was like, come on now. 5 months later, 6 months later, and he's like, okay, really, what's up? So what do you expect might be coming? And that's like a weird question, because the truth is we can change anything, right? In a minute, we can all make a different choice on this planet and create differently. But for right now, in this moment we're in, you and I, Christopher, what is it that you anticipate we might be experiencing next and down the road?
Well, I've got a feeling we're going to get another round of something in October. The timelines aren't clear, but I see either another round of different type of COVID thing, or I see like a holographic alien invasion, because they have this technology that they can produce things. And, you know, one of the things I would really say, if you don't take anything from this, just take this, because it's really important. Holographic inserts are real. When I was going for my citizenship, the CIA sent me to a medical, you know, doctor just to get checked. And so the CIA have asked me to ask you three questions. And he said, I've got to look at your reaction. He said, have you ever been to a shopping mall, and you don't feel as though you're there, you didn't contact properly with people, and everything seems surreal. I said, what? What are you talking about? I knew exactly what he was talking about. What? I said, can you repeat the question? I didn't understand what you mean. So he said it again. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, well, clearly not then, you know. Well, clearly yes. What they were talking about is this. A holographic insert. You can go, Walmart uses technology, by the way. So what they do is they change the whole interior, the vibrational interior, and they put a kind of, in quotes, a bit of software into the area so that the area changes. So I remember going into our Walmart. I don't go in there anymore because I'm not interested, but I remember going in and I walked in. Everything looked surreal. The whole colors had changed. On the way in, there was no trolleys. And I said to this guy, there's no trolleys. There's no trolleys. They don't communicate properly. Went in also, the right-hand side, they had Subway. All the tables were missing, and they were normally bolted down. So there's clearly some issue. So hang on, is it a qualification? Yeah, it is. Walked out. Okay, dear God, I command that you remove this holographic insert from my life right now. Thank you, God. Send you unconditional love. So be it. Walked back in. It was completely changed. So if you see any alien invasions that don't feel like correct or anything, say that. Look at the thing. Ground yourself. I am of God. I ground myself here. Dear God, I command that you remove this holographic insert from my life right now, and I thank you, God, and it'll disappear. I'll guarantee it. So that's something that'll be worthwhile because, you know, there's a few things can happen. And like you say, timelines are infinite, but humanity's timeline is vacillated between 2 or 3. So I think we're going to get worse in October, and then I think it'll start coming out of it next year. So.
Okay, that's not so bad.
No, it's, you know, it's them playing their games. You know, I think, you know, truly, truly, the more I look at it, the more I realize I just don't fit in this world, but I'm here to help people. So what you got to do is operate in your own sacred space. You know, I have the miniature building, this building, and I also have my house. And, you know, we come here, we go home, we have a grill at each, you know, we have cookers at each so we can cook food. I don't really go out that much because I've got to stay in a really good place so I can help people. Because like I say, if you dump in that swim pool, jump in the swim pool with the poo and wee, you kind of get contaminated. So I think it's really important to stay in a sacred space, and then you can do your work for as many people as possible.
Yeah. This is Dare to Dream, Christopher. What are you next Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
I never dream. I do dream at the start, but it's not a dream. I have visions of reality. And my biggest thing next year, the project, is this $100 billion project to create the 20,000 acres, to create the pyramid project, and to create infrastructure so people can go see them. It'll be the biggest, spiritual, what do you call it, project ever done on this planet, even by the Melchizedek beings, and they've done many in the past. So, and I think it's going to be great. So my dream is to, you know, and that's to help people. It's there to actually feed the planet with enormous quantities of energy, and it's also going to do healing as well. So I think that's my dream.
His website is globalenlightenmentproject.com. Anything here at the end you'd like to say to the listeners?
Yeah, I just want to encourage everyone to step out of fear and anger and don't have any judgment. You know, people want to wear masks, let them, because everyone's at a different awakening process. And I see a lot of hatred. You've got to let the hatred go because, you know, don't judge people, love them. And just think, you know, if someone's snarky, oh, bless you, you know, you're not in a good space, so I'm going to love you. But also set boundaries. I think it's really important to set boundaries. You know, if people are really snarky and trying to be narcissistic or passive aggressive, and they're not going to change, then what you have to do is learn to navigate that in your life. So set the boundaries, love them, but don't allow that stuff in. You know, I think it's really important because it'll drag your energy down.
Everybody who's listening or watching is welcome to participate in Christopher's live new protocol to remove Lyme or gonorrhea. I hope I'm saying that right, but you heard about the disease. Yeah, say it for us.
Morgellons,
AIDS, HIV, Agent Orange. Experience Christopher's work. It's a 1-hour comprehensive healing session.
As well, so if you want it.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's available on your website and Amazon?
Yeah, on the website and Amazon. And one thing I was going to say, it's got duality. If you don't like the book, if you fold it in half, you can actually put it under the door as a doorstop. So
it's so multi. Like, repurpose the book.
it's got dual purpose.
So he gives these live healings on Mondays and on Thursdays and Saturdays. It is a really long registration link. And so I will have it, should people go to the Apple Podcast site, Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger, they'll find it there. youtube.com/Debbie Dashinger, they'll find it. And also globalenlightenmentproject.com. Christopher, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been an honor and a pleasure.
Oh, Debbie, thanks for having me. It's been absolutely fantastic. So bless your heart. Thank you so much.
Great conversation and very relevant, prevalent conversation as well. I end this show today with this quote from Max Dupree. We need to give each other the space to grow, to be ourselves, to exercise our diversity. We need to give each other space so that we may both give and receive such beautiful things as ideas, openness, dignity, joy, healing, and inclusion. Thanks for joining us today. Remember to not just dare to dream, but to dare to create all your dreams into your reality. You are so needed at this time. Subscribe to the Dare to Dream podcast to hear the weekly number one transformation conversation. The upcoming guest is Amberly Lago next week. You've seen her on television. She's a leading expert in the field of health, fitness, resilience, transformation, and she's the best-selling author of the book, True Grit and Grace. Thanks for joining us today. Always a pleasure. Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time.